Okay, I did it. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our Monday Action Team call. And it's going to be pretty exciting. This morning, several things. Let's share, let's celebrate wins for February. And let's start, let's share our plans for March. Let's really jump into March, all-out massive action. I recommend it that all of us listen again to Bo Tanis and how he shares how when he started his business, he had looked at Reed Nelson. Reed Nelson is one of the fastest starters in all of NECAN history because he actually 212 people in the first month. And, you know, that's a really great way to get started. And I think he went like platinum right away and his business really took off. But Bo looked at that, and most of us look at that, and we have families, and we have full-time jobs. And so Bo said, well, I can't do that, but I can contact and get information out to 100 people in 100 days because, you know, that's one a day, or maybe during the week it's two a day and your weekend's off. So, you know, that's a reasonable rate. You can get information out to people, follow up with people, and invite them to meet. And so that's what Bo did, and he shares that, you know, on that, he shares it a lot, but that one, the one that I recommended that you guys listen to. So who on this call this morning listened to Bo either just recently or you have in the not-too-distant past? And, what are your takeaways? What are your ahas from it, and what are you going to implement from it? So who would like to share?
Well, it's Lori. And
hi, Lori.
anyone that knows me, I'm a Bo Tanis groupie. So we're very lucky to have Bo in Canada. We have a strong Royal Diamond group in Toronto. So I'm hoping they're going to start up their regular events because we used to drive the 2.5 hours and always enjoyed it. He's one of the best presenters and trainers, I think, in NECAN. He's very easygoing. I had listened to it before, and I listened to it again, and I would advise people, he does mention his YouTube site, and there's a lot of really good information on there. And there's also a site, it's a little outdated, but it's www.idealbusiness.ca, and that was his original site. And his Consultant of the Year, Living the Ideal Lifestyle video, it is a little outdated. You'll see some of the older product, but the message is very, very well put, and it's one of my favorite ones, and I do send people to look at that because, people like to say, well, what's going on in Canada? So anyways, I love his call. I love his site, so I would recommend that to people. I'm glad February's gone. I'm like you, Karen. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm really happy March is here. I have more things going on just in the last couple of days, which is great way to start the month. I have someone here in my building who has been buying product, and we had a long talk yesterday, and I presented the NECAN plan to her, and she is going to be away for 3 weeks on a cruise for March, but she really decided she'd like to do NECAN as a business and create some income. So when she gets back, that's great. We'll start off with that. I have a potential connector agreement with a business person in Kingston. She's had a great product experience. She's very busy, but she's looking at sharing resources and being a connector, so that's great. March is a great month for me because World Water Day is March 22nd, and I always do water presentations throughout the month. So I have a really nice ad in the Healthy Living Now magazine here about knowing your water and talking about the 5 hidden dangers of your morning shower and things like that. So I'm planning 4 information sessions minimum every Sunday, starting this coming Sunday. I would encourage people, if you're going to do water demonstrations, to do a dry run. The water in this building is extremely chlorinated, but it tests alkaline because of
wow.
The other chemicals. Yes, because of the other chemicals in it. So luckily I tested it when I was comparing it with the waterfall. I went, okay, that's because of all the other bad chemicals in it. So just make sure when you test, like I test the sandy water, and it's quite acidic, but make sure you do a dry one so you don't get a surprise. I have everything set up for it. I'm making these little postcards that are easier to give out than flyers. And I have an appointment Thursday with someone who's been in NECAN and is now looking at creating income with it. And my plan for March is to show many more people the plan. My son and I went over the Rise of the Entrepreneur video. He really liked that, and he's coming over this week to sort of look more at the whole plan. So I'm excited. It's only the second, and I feel like I've done more in the last 2 days than I did in February, so that's a great way to start. So,
yay, congratulations, Lori. I mean, I feel the energy. You're back. So, you know, the good thing, everybody I know that has struggled with challenges in February and, you know, illnesses and bad snowstorms, is just remember, you know, they will go away. Spring will come again. You'll feel better again, and you'll be able to jump into action. So
you'll get back out of the valley.
Yeah, yeah. And for you guys that heard Dave Johnson, let's see, what Terry Gagne, and he was on the Saturday call. That was really awesome, and he talked about, you know, the valley before we get to our goals that we go through. But
we
will all get out of the valley. He calls it Victory Valley, but we all have to go through Victory Valley. So go through the challenges to get the results that we want. Okay, so
Patricia Bangilder.
Yes, what would you like to share this morning?
Oh, well, good morning. I've been roaming around in that valley for about 2 weeks, and it's nice to come out. It makes you appreciate feeling good, and there's a clear path to the car now, so that's nice. I'm a Southerner, not a Yankee, so I'm not used to this. But anyway, it was just nice. Saturday had a little gathering of some neighborhood gals, and one made this comment in front of everybody. Says, "Oh, I need to order some more of that shake. That really works." And so she did a whole promotional for me in front of a group of women that, you know, they were all just kind of ears, because a lot of people are really thinking about, oh my goodness, you know, spring and getting, if they haven't started getting in shape, it's like the weather will make them think about it. And so that was good. And then at church, walking in, this guy that had been to our house with his family, he said, "Hey, you got anything for an elbow?" I said, "My elbow's been hurting for about 3 weeks." And I said, "Yep, that's an easy fix. I'll call you tomorrow." And so, you know, it's just kind of fun that people were popping up that I had sown seed in before. And then doing some clothes shopping for this convention. Oh, this gal who was bringing my purchase up, she's mother of three daughters, teenage daughters. She's single. She's working at a college. You know, she said basically all the colleges, and when people are retiring, they're not replacing with full-time. They're filling with part-time, which means no benefits. And so, you know, it was that corporate world talk that we're hearing so much of, is the full-time jobs are not being replaced with the same thing. They're downsizing that position and offering less. And so I'm going to be getting together with her when I get back. So I'm excited just to spend today lining up appointments for next week, kind of going back and picking up the pieces of all the contacts I had made prior to the valley.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, you brought up college and the fact, you know, another thing. So two things. Spring, you know, people start thinking about losing weight, getting in shape. Those bathing suits and shorts are going to be coming out. So that's a great time for us to be, you know, talking about KVB, having home parties, you know, shape up for spring, something fun like that. And then college is, you know, people are maybe getting ready to graduate from college later on in the spring, and there just isn't the jobs out there. There isn't the benefits like there used to be, and I think more of us need to look at ways to connect with that college-age market, because I think there's a lot of energy there, and there's a lot of entrepreneurs there that are, you know, that are waiting for us to find them. So I think that's something for all of us to explore.
And want to collaborate with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's see who's next that's been in the Gloria.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, I re-listened to Bo just this morning while I was in the kitchen, and he just love the consistency of our leaders, like you and Jack, Karen. Call your upline, follow their advice. Imagine that. Actually do what they say they did, and that even though Bo didn't have the time, that's when he said, "I can't do what you did, but I can do 100." And he did it in a little over the 30 days. So he fit it into his life the same way. I love the fact that he said he still hands out the tools. Then he leverages calls and links and online information and events. Still making sure they put something possibly in their CD player in the car when they leave him. I like how he spoke about when the right answers come, they're going to come from the right questions, and then you sign them up as a quality enrollee. Other than that, they're a customer. You'll be asking them if this is what they want, and if they say this is what they want, then it's membership, auto ship, their product purchase, and sales to equal the $500 to kick off that first month. That's just a minimum. So it just all along, they have done this. The leaders have done this, and now it's called a QE. But this has just always been the way business is done. We're just putting different names on it right now. So thank you, Lori, for reminding me about Water Day. I'm going to kick off my business meetings this month with talking about water, and we are the filter if we don't filter our water.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Gloria. And yeah, there's so much that we can learn from Bo. I mean, the persistence, the consistency. I mean, he really emphasizes that, using the tools and Dave Johnson and, you know, getting the information out to people, because it takes people time to learn. And one of the things, the tools can be working for you. You never know when they might pop that in their CD player. Or in their car. CDs for the car are good because almost everybody needs to drive somewhere. And if they think they don't have a time to sit down and watch a DVD, I know I always think, oh, my goodness, I don't have time to watch a DVD. But I love to listen to things in the car, and other people are like that too. So, you know, think about that, because that is a time they're kind of captive there anyway. So that's a great time for them to be listening to a CD. All right, so who else sent their numbers to? Oh, Julie. Julie, are you on?
I don't see Julie.
She might be on an airplane.
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, here she is.
Can you hear me? Sorry, I'm quiet because my mom is still sleeping and we're sharing a hotel room. But I'm here. Goodness. Well, I've been sharing a lot this weekend. I'm loaded into small rooms with most of my Italian family, so it's been a loud environment, and they're listening a little bit, which is great. I just sold some insoles to my cousin who's had bad feet her entire life, and finally went to a podiatrist, interestingly, last week after close to 40 years of pain and issues, and found out that it's loose ligaments that are causing her concerns. I'm like, I have something that I can, you know, get to you that's going to help you at least with whatever the podiatrist recommends. You know, orthotics, all of those good things. I'm like, let's get some of these insoles in your shoes today, because I happen to have a couple pairs on me because I'm no fool. And so we got them in our shoes the other day, and she has not had any complaints with her feet since I got her the insoles. And she said it might be in my head. I said, that's great. You know, whatever's working, as long as you're not feeling pain, I'm happy. So we had that, and then I had an aunt who wore a power band yesterday because she was getting the beginnings of a migraine. So they're hearing me. We'll see where it goes from there. But, yes, so I'm just working to follow up with some of the people that I met on the airplane the other day. I have two more flights in my future tomorrow to get me from L.A. to Orlando. So it's another good opportunity. And then I'll be with you guys, so it'll be great. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, we are too. And yeah, lots of opportunities to meet people on the plane, Julie.
Apparently.
That's great. And you talked about your cousin's feet, and Dr. Robert Purdy was on Dave's call Yeah, did you hear that? You might have.
I did. As a matter of fact, I used some of that information to describe to her, you know, some of the things that I'd heard of testimonies. And she only just went home yesterday, so I was going to send her the link to be able to listen to that. And she's a special needs teacher, so I'm hoping that, you know, she'll get some information I shared with her, some of the positive things that have been happening with kids with ADD, ADHD, and autism and that sort of thing. So I believe that's coming in her future. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she's in a position. She could help so many people.
Absolutely.
And for all of you guys, if you missed Dr. Robert Purdy, go to SoundCloud.com/magneticleaders.
Magnetic-leaders.
And it was just a few days ago, but Dr. Robert Purdy, podiatrist, has been with me, Ken, for almost like 20 years. Amazing, amazing stories, you know, the results that he shares. But a lot of people, they believe it more if they hear it from a doctor, so you might want to add that one to your arsenal of links, you know, download it, save it, so that you have it to share with people.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Rita Sue, are you on? Would you like to share?
Good morning, Rita Sue.
Good morning. Yes, really excited about how working with various people and asking them to make referrals can bring people into your life. Because one of the my referral people sent a customer to me for bad neck and shoulders, and the synergy of the two of us was unbelievable. We ended up not planning to, but spending 2 hours focusing in on what her needs are as a customer. She sold herself about $300 worth, and because I'm following the new approach of Nikan's three products, the humans being more, the tools we have, and the business we have, she goes, oh, that's really interesting. The business I was in for the last 9 months just packed in today, so I'm looking.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yes.
You know,
so trying to get her on the corporate call tonight. Does anybody know whether someone who doesn't have a membership yet can listen to the corporate calls themselves, or I'm going to have to three-way her?
That is a good question. I think anybody can listen. I think anybody can call in if you just give her the number.
Give her the number, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but she's not sure that she can make the call at the time. So I went in and looked at the replay and can only find it on my website. I looked at, you know, kind of my the website that they can access, and corporate calls aren't listed.
Oh,
so I'm thinking the only way I can do it is to three-way.
Yeah, probably.
Her in at a future, at, you know, kind of, she can't do it, she's thinking she can't do it tonight. So I've said, okay, so what about another night? And I'll get on and three-way her in
on a
replay.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Or you can record it, you know, the MP3. You can download it.
Oh, okay. Super.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a good thing. Okay, Margie. Margie has some exciting news to share.
Yes, good morning, Infinite Love and Magic.
Good morning, Marcy.
I'm doing good. I'm in Orlando. I'm excited.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's so warm here compared to Pensacola, Florida. It's amazing. But anyway, yeah, I signed up a person yesterday morning because she was ready to sign up, like, you know, 2 days before the end of the month. So we waited, and she's excited. She went ahead and ordered, yeah, the 860 kit, but she wants to do this. She's done Arbonne before and was really successful, and you know, she just separated from civil service job. You know, she went on, got off of that. She just couldn't take it anymore. So I thought, great, you know, and now she wants to do Nikan. So we're excited about that. And then yesterday, another a friend of mine, she used to be a consultant, but she was more like just a, you know, a wholesale customer. But now she wants to really get on board, and, you know, she's not committing that she's going to, you know, market it, but, you know, she wants a wellness home, and she's going to share it with her daughter and the family, that kind of thing. But, yeah, so she's been a repeat. I forgot you've got to fax in or email that application, so she's going to be back today. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about networking with a lot of people here in Orlando, too. So, yay! Yeah.
Yay! Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic, Margie. And you're there already in the sunshine. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We're excited. We'll be coming to see you soon.
Yeah, I'm excited. And, yeah, I was going to say other things, but somebody else.
QEs
are
good,
yeah. Yeah, the QE. I mean, that's so – well, let me talk about that for a little bit before we run out of time. So all of you guys, if you have found, you know, one or two QEs, one of the things you want to do is you want to really jump in with them and help them do the activities, you know, contact their people, have home parties, do the ABCs. I mean, really jump in with the QEs that you have to help them, you know, help them become a silver. And for those of you that don't have QEs yet, or you don't have, you know, enough of them, you don't have three of them, maybe you have one, but you still need two, is I want all of us to really focus on March. I mean, think about BOW, the all-out massive action. Make our 100 name list, or, you know, get it out, dust it off, add names to it every day. Make sure we have a 100 name list with us that we are looking at. And so every day you're going to contact one, two, or three of those people and place information. Have your information ready, you know, the links that you're going to use, like the link to the Roger Drummer DVD, links to some of these testimonial calls, have your four-year careers, have the tools ready that you're going to use so that you can get one to two people a day, you know, 10 people a week into the information process this month. And then follow up, you know, by following up, we show that we care about them. Follow up and make sure that we're finding out what they need and want, and we're getting the information, the three-way calls, the product experiences. I mean, make sure that we're helping them to get what they want, to move towards getting what they want. And then follow-up will be fun. You know, a lot of us put follow-up off because we think things like, oh, if they were interested, they would have called me back. That's not true. They're busy. Life gets in the way. I mean, we've been really guilty of that one. You know, once in a while, yeah, people might call you back, but most of the time it's really up to us to call them back, to follow up with them, to show we care. And just keep bringing them, you know, getting them another piece of information. I mean, another thing we might think, well, I'm bothering them. Who knows? They might be busy right this minute. But, you know, all of that, just turn it over to thinking about caring about them. What can I do to help this person get what they want? And then follow up, I think, will be a lot more fun and a lot easier. And it will be very helpful to help, you know, move people forward to get what they want, and people coming onto your team either as customers or as consultants and as business builders. And so again, for those of you that have QEs, be sure to work with them. For the rest, be sure to get into this massive action, you know, of contacting at least one to two people a day and getting information to them, and then following up, and then inviting them to, you know, sit down for a coffee shop meeting, to come to a home party. All of us, let's have, just like Lori was sharing, she's got an event every Sunday planned. We want to have all of us focus, you know, on having some event that you can invite people to, and your people can invite people to at least once a week, maybe even twice a week, you know. Let's just really make March count. Let's really get some and for some of us that are going to convention, you know, that's going to use up about a week or so. The rest of the time we want to really get into super action. So just really, really let's all make a commitment for March to do the all-out massive action. It's kind of, you know, the spring, the energy. I mean, it just kind of goes with the cycle.
Yeah, and follow up, we got a new
QE over the weekend that Karen's been following up with pretty consistently, so that's exciting. And Becky Dragon, who is a relatively new silver, has a new QE, her son Adam, over the weekend, so that's exciting, and stuff's happening.
Well, she actually has, I think, Becky, of all of our teams, she has two front-level, you know, personal group front-level QEs, and they're both actually enrolled in Team Kaizen mentoring, and so that's pretty exciting. But, you know, if you don't have any, I mean, there's plenty of time. It's just a matter of really getting into this massive action and getting a lot of information to a lot of people so we can find the ones that want to do it and they want to do it now. And, you know, you'll find plenty of people that maybe want to get some products or want to come along slow. But just like Bo shared on his on that call that we recorded, if you see enough people, you are going to find some that want to do it now. And they might want to even do it bigger and faster than you. So it's a matter of just, you know, talking to enough people. And we're not trying to convince anybody of anything. We're just getting information out to people so they can see the opportunities, the choices that are available to them that they can jump in and they can really have the life that they want to have.
Okay, and since we're not going to be able to have a call here that next
Oh, yeah, Saturday, you guys, we won't have our Saturday call, which is normally our recognition call because we will be in Orlando at the event. And so
we're going to celebrate the
wins for February
through so we'll send out a newsletter, but I'll just read the list off 1 through 10.
The top 10 personal
group volume
leaders,
and they're all QEs, and a lot of them have QEs. Okay, Gloria Snyder, Ruth Lowe, Dori Lorden, Becky Dragon, Ruth Kent, Pam Barnes, Julie Matt, Nina Alves, Lois Wilburn, and Bill Cottle.
Woohoo! And you guys, Bill Cottle and Alice, his wife, they're in, where are they? They're
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe on a mission, and he's still in the top 10. Isn't that amazing? That's so awesome. Oh, wow. Okay, well, we're just down to, let's see, we got like 1 minute left. Who would like to comment? Who has something that they would just really love to share, an aha or what they're excited about for March, plans for March?
Conference muted.
Okay, you guys are all unmuted. Anybody can talk.
We're excited.
Who's excited for March?
Julie, I'm excited. Just quiet.
Absolutely.
I don't want to wake her.
Yeah. Okay, who's going to do the all-out massive action in March and get out information, get 35 people into the information process in March?
Jack and Karen Ensign.
Gloria Snyder. Mark Elder. Lori, what
is I have it's Julie, actually. I got an email from Dr. Ken Howiak. I think it was yesterday. Time's a little bit of a blur for me. But he's going to be in the New York, New Jersey area in April. So we are going to organize a big launch of Bone Health in New Jersey while he's out here. So he's going to come and speak or help me speak at an event that I'm going to schedule when I get home. So that's exciting.
Wow, that's really exciting. When you know the details, let us know and we'll help you promote
absolutely.
It. So that, yeah, absolutely. That'll
great.
Be great.
Yeah.
Bone Health, you guys, in New Jersey in April. So
yeah.
more details to come.
And we have a new QE in New York City, so.
Maybe she can come.
Great.
Awesome. Wow, you guys. Well, we are so, we appreciate each one of you. You know, together we can do this as a team. We can lift each other up by sharing on these calls, sharing the information, how we're getting into contact with people, how we're following up, how we're sponsoring people. We can share, you know, staying on track when we go through these valleys of challenges and difficulties. We can help keep each other buoyed up and you know, cheer each other on, because we know if we keep on keeping on, like we talked about on Saturday, you know, set a goal we can control. We can control how many people we contact. We can control how many people we follow up with. We basically can control how many appointments we do, because we can just keep inviting till we get the number that we want. And then the other two numbers, you know, the people that come on board as customers and consultants and the QEs, they will come as a result of us being consistent in contacting, getting information to people, following up, and doing the coffee shops and the home parties. So, you know, control, set a goal. We can control. We're in charge of those activities. Make sure that we do them consistently every week, and those other results will follow. I mean, you know that they will come. So just, yay, team. I mean, we're just so excited for each one of you, because I know all of you can do this, and together we can, right?
Absolutely.
Team.
Karen's been working on all kinds of system things, and we'll be sharing that with you over the month of March, and it'll help us all get clearer and clearer on keeping this thing simple and just following the system, like she says. Just do the process, and everything will work out.
Hey team, we love you guys.
We love you.
Thank you.
Love you too. See you
happy
soon.
Birthday, Jack.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
you.
Jack.
Everyone that wished me happy birthday, thank you. We love you. Bye-bye.
I love you too. Bye.